I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. This is the place to be if you're ready for the best podcasts of the paranormal. Curious and sometimes unexplained. Now listen to this.
The thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are thoughts and opinions only, and do not necessarily reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. You are encouraged to do the proper amount of research yourself, depending on the subject matter and your needs.
Hi, I'm Sandra Champlain. For over 25 years, I've been on a journey to prove the existence of life after death. On each episode, we'll discuss the reasons we now know that our loved ones have survived physical death, and so will we. Welcome to Shades of the Afterlife. Imagine that you're sitting in your favorite coffee place. You've got a friend that you're going to meet in a little while. You've never heard of me, Sandra Champlain. And you're looking at the television in the coffee shop. I'm sitting next to you just reading a paper. And suddenly, someone comes on the news talking about life after death. Our eyes meet, and you tell me, I would really love to believe that's true. Well, sitting next to Sandra Champlain, I tend to speak up, even if inside I'm nervous or afraid. So I would ask you, would it be okay if I shared a little bit of my experience? And you tell me, well, I've got a friend meeting me here in about 10 minutes, so I would love to hear. My uncle just passed away last week, and I've really been looking, is there evidence of the afterlife? And I sure feel lousy because he's died. And I say, okay, we've got 10 minutes together. Do you mind if I just go for it? And you say, go for it. Well, first, my name is Sandra. It's really nice to meet you. I am the host of a podcast called Shades of the Afterlife with now over 140 episodes. I wasn't always this person. Believe it or not, about 25 years ago, I went through a huge fear of dying that led me on a massive discovery to see if there's any proof. I was never going to tell anybody about what I found. I just needed to rest my mind. There's a lot, obviously, I can't tell you in this 10 minutes, but with the information that I found and also some information about grief, so I think I can help as far as your uncle's passing goes, I wrote a book called We Don't Die, A Skeptic's Discovery of Life After Death about 10 years ago. And so even though I don't have a copy with me, I can tell you that my website is wedontdie.com. And if you scroll to the bottom and put in your email address, up will pop a box and it says there's only the first few chapters of my book, but the truth is the entire book is there. Chapter 10 is How to Survive Grief. And like I said, I know that would make a difference about your uncle.
But since I wrote the book, I have gone on to research a whole bunch of stuff. So I know it's hard to believe in the afterlife, but my friend, let me just take a second and point to your cell phone that's sitting there. Isn't it awesome to think that that phone can communicate with people all over the world? And then also through the internet, you can get any bit of information about just about anything. So it is possible for things to connect without being plugged in. And I say it's possible to connect with our loved ones, even though they're no longer alive, that we all possess this faculty, kind of like our phones do, to connect. And while we're talking about cell phones, pretty wild, there are other things that are equally as mind-blowing. Like if you think about it, we live in this ever-expanding universe. And also the fact that if you study anything in the quantum level, down to every atom that makes us up, all we are is vibrating energy. One of the things that I faced being an afterlife researcher is I was so skeptical. But then I realized that we all have this mind that is not our best champion. We wake up in the morning and often it says negative things about us. It doesn't tell us we can do anything. We're so powerful. So I personally think, my friend, that we human beings don't remember who we are because we have this voice. So I won't go through the big stuff that I have in my book because I know you're going to read it. But basically, a couple of the things that really struck me as reasons to believe was one, I took a course in mediumship, you know, talking to people that are dead. I didn't think it was real. And I took this course just to convince myself, is this a real thing or is this all fake? And out of my own head, I was able to accurately tell somebody about their loved one. And not just general. I knew that this lady's grandfather's name was Jan, that he was a fisherman in Denmark, that he died from lung cancer, and even specifically that he never told his own daughter that he loved her. And so I thought I was making this all up. And in fact, I was giving her details about her loved one. So over the past, I don't know, 15 years or so now, I've dabbled in medium readings. I don't do it professionally because it does work through our imagination. And I am wrong a lot of times, but I do know that it is real because I've had plenty of opportunities to witness it. Since COVID hit, there was so much grief in the world, and some friends of mine and I got together and we started doing a free Sunday service on Zoom. You might be interested in coming sometime. It's called the Sunday Gathering and it's filled with inspiration, but also at the end, there's a medium demonstration. So you can see what I'm talking about, just how close our loved ones really are to us. Something I think you'll find interesting right now is there's a doctor, he's a hospice doctor called Christopher Kerr, and he has researched over 1,700 people who have passed in hospice. And you've probably heard that people, just before they pass, can see a loved one or reach out into space like they're reaching for someone. Even Steve Jobs, remember him who created Apple? The last thing he said was, oh wow, oh wow, oh wow, with a smile on his face just before he passed. Well, Dr. Christopher Kerr has seen that not only people just before they die have these visions, but it can be a month to 6 weeks before they pass, and they're more than visions. They call them dreams, but they occur to the person just as real as you and I sitting here having coffee. People are young, people are healthy, and most times they tell them they're going on a trip. So I find it so comforting that our loved ones help us when it's our time to go. Not too long ago, my former boyfriend passed away, and although it's been a couple years since we spoke, I was really shocked. Two great things happened. One is I have some friends that are mediums. Nobody knew of my relationship with this gentleman. It was not posted on social media. And through a friend's mouth, she must have given me 40 bits of details about things that I had done with this fella together. And it felt like he was whispering in her ear. Things so specific, like I helped him write two books, and how every time we went on a date, we'd just sit at the bar and never at a table. Also, there's a researcher in Brazil named Sonia Rinaldi, who I'm lucky to be friends with now. But for well over 30 years, she was working with parents in capturing voices of children in the afterlife using something called electronic voice phenomena. In the past 5 or 6 years, she's been working with images and videos, filming things like steam or static, and pictures of people's loved ones appear when she goes through frame by frame in her recordings. And my fella that I was telling you about has come through in several images, almost looking three-dimensional. So I know he's around. I know we just have a few minutes before your friend comes, but I also want to tell you, you've heard of near-death experiences, right? People who are brought back from the dead. There are so many similar stories, and many of them people see their loved ones. Something that I find so fantastic is the research of Ken Ring, who not only studied these near-death experiences, but he studied near-death experiences of people that were blind. Never before had they had vision. And in that state, they could see again. Some people actually saw loved ones. People saw loved ones that they didn't know were dead, and they actually were. Some people not only hovered over their body, but they were able to leave the hospital. One woman saw a single red shoe sitting on the rooftop of the hospital, and somebody checked, and sure enough, it was there. Another woman, when she was dead, she floated outside of her body and into the next room. She saw her husband talking to the doctor. Doctor dropped a pen. The man picked it up, noticed the doctor had two different colored socks, and that was true. I think one of the things that really sealed it for me way back when with the reality of the afterlife is that I found out how to do these recordings, this electronic voice phenomena. And as creepy and crazy as this may sound, I had gone to a retreat center and studied with these folks named Tom and Lisa Butler, who taught just how close our loved ones are and that they can actually manipulate inside of a digital tape recorder, a regular tape recorder, or probably our iPhones would work. So what we did is we would record sounds of static or the wind blowing or water on, or in my case, I recorded raindrops. And if you can picture this, me sitting in a cabin alone, really believing at this point that the afterlife was real from everything else I learned, I held out my digital tape recorder and just said to my aunt, my uncle, and 2 grandparents, who I imagined were in that cabin with me, and I just said, hey, if you guys are real and I'm meant to help people believe in the afterlife, I need you to try to talk loud into this thing, and then I'll say goodnight. So I left this tape recorder out in my hands for just a minute, recorded the sound of raindrops, and then I said goodnight. I played it back, and when I did, my body was filled with goosebumps. There, around second number 46 on the machine, I hear, "Good night, Sandra." And then 2 women whisper, "Good night, good night." And then a male's voice says, "Good night." I can tell you that really took me from a believing to knowing. I know your friend is going to be here in just a few minutes, so I'll let you finish your coffee. And at that point, you tell me, my friend just texted. She won't be here for another 45 minutes. Sandra, we have time to talk more about this. So let's go to the break and I'll tell you more. Let's get a refill of coffee and maybe one of those pumpkin muffins. You're listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Here on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Sandra Champlain will be right back.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff.
In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Coast to Coast AM mobile app is here and waiting for you right now. With the app, you can hear classic shows from the past 7 years, listen to the current live show, and get access to the Art Bell Vault where you can listen to uninterrupted audio. So head on over to the coasttocoastam.com website. We have a handy video guide to help you get the most out of your mobile app usage. All the info is waiting for you now at coasttocoastam.com. That's coasttocoastam.com.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening. Keep it here on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Welcome back to Shades of the Afterlife. I'm Sandra Champlain, and I'm having you pretend that we are meeting for the very first time at a coffee shop. You just lost your uncle, and you're interested in what I know about the afterlife. You just finished telling me that your friend texted you, and you have almost an hour to wait for them, so you have plenty of time to hear more. Next, you say, I really want to hear more, Sandra, about what you know, but I feel really lousy, and I'm sad all the time. This was my favorite uncle. And I miss him, and I sure would like to know that he's still around. So I continue. I told you earlier that you can have a copy of my book, and I'd be happy to even send you one. But I really want you to check out that chapter 10 about grief. We're never taught about grief, ever, and very few people go to research it. But when my dad died, I hit an all-time low, really being depressed. And I had fights with my siblings, and we were one of those families that you hear about. It was just awful. And after he passed, I went looking for, yes, more reasons to believe in the afterlife. What would make good people turn into these crazy monsters around grief? And I found some things that nobody knows about. First of all, we grieve because we love. It's natural, it's normal, and it is probably the most painful thing we go through. So I'm going to ask you, just be gentle on yourself, okay? This may sound a little bit crude, but if you could imagine somebody who is addicted to some kind of drug and they get it taken away, they go through withdrawal, right? This is the same thing that happens with us humans. When we love or are really connected to something, say in a relationship with someone or a job that we've had forever, and it gets taken away, we go through this grieving process. So it's actually a change in chemistry going on in our brains. You know how cars use all kinds of fluids to run, like oil and gasoline, power steering fluid and all that? Yeah, right. Well, we run on these things called neurotransmitters. And what people don't know is when we grieve, these neurotransmitters are depleted. So these neurotransmitters control things like our mood, our memory. So we can often get angry. We can often feel a lot of guilt. We can cry a lot. It's an awful place to be. So again, I'm just asking you to be gentle with yourself. There are some things you can do to help make yourself feel better. Some obvious ones are try to eat right, exercise, get some sunshine. But more than that, we need moments of peace in our brain so that these healthy neurotransmitters can build back up again. I wish I could tell you there was a fast way to the other side of grief, but the truth is we got to go right through it as human beings. But what I can tell you, and I will tell you more about the afterlife, is if you start believing that your uncle is still around and he's still a part of your life, it will make a difference. You can still talk to him. There'll be signs that he may give that he's still around that will certainly help you feel better. Do practices like journaling, getting your thoughts and feelings out of your head and down on paper or in your computer. Talk to friends. Do things that normally would make you feel happy. If you like to read or you like to watch movies or you like to listen to music, play some music from when you were in high school. There's something about music that can just trigger you back to another time. If you can meditate or just slow down and try to pay attention to your breath, or if you go out for a walk, try to put that mind aside, the one that's talking all the time, and just be present to everything that you're seeing. These are little things, they are, but put together, they can really help build up these neurotransmitters to make you feel better. So that's enough about grief. Be gentle on yourself. Be gentle on other people. They don't know they're going through this, and they can be kind of rough. Let's get back to some afterlife talk, okay? What I know about the dying process is this. And you may tell me your uncle passed with cancer. And I'll tell you, my dad passed with cancer, and it was not easy. I saw him suffer up to his very last breath, and it was painful to watch. It is said by many that our soul departs our body before our bodies die, that the actual dying process is easy. Nobody wants the pain. I agree with you 100% on that, but the actual process is easy. It is as if we close our eyes and we open them to a place that looks very similar to what we know here on Earth, except for you're going to see people and your pets that you haven't seen in a long time. So yes, even our pets go there, any critters that you've loved, and of course, people that you loved will be there. It is said through people that have had these near-death experiences and other mediums that it's like crossing a finish line to life. Could you imagine running, crossing that finish line and having a standing ovation of people just cheering you on? That's what it's like. But then when you look at your body, I don't know how old you are, but I currently am 57 years old. But crossing that finish line, we get to pick our perfect age and our perfect bodies. So your uncle is healthy, whole, and well. Any pain he suffered before he departed Earth, he no longer feels and he no longer remembers. We remember how we went, but all that emotion is no longer with us. So no pain, no suffering. And he's very much alive. We're going to find it very hard to believe that we are still us. We have bodies, we have minds, but we don't communicate like we do here on Earth. We can communicate telepathically. I think that's pretty cool. And I actually think we have that ability right here while we're on Earth, but not many of us make use of it. You've heard of a life review? Well, I've interviewed a ton of people who have had these near-death experiences, and most say there is a life review. Now, it's not one where heaven for you, hell for you. In fact, I don't believe in hell, if I can say that. Right here on Earth, I think, is the hardest part of our journey. But our soul actually gets to relive our lives and gets to look to see where it grew, where it maybe could have made a difference and made different choices. What's interesting is that people who have these life reviews say they experience them from another person's perspective. So if you said something mean to someone, you'll actually feel how you made them feel. And then there's a flip side to it. After you go through and have this life review and see the impact you had on people, you get to see the ripple effect you had on people. So this is the time where you get to see the good deeds that you did and what people did after you had had that interaction with them. So I think that's exciting to look forward to. Once there in the afterlife, which I kind of like the term hereafter, because I don't think they go up to heaven. I think we live in, this may sound strange, the afterlife right now, in the hereafter. In fact, through science, it's proven that two or a lot more of forms of energy can coexist in the exact same place. So we are energetic beings. The TV is on over there. There's radios going on. People are using their GPS signals. There's all kinds of invisible energy happening around us right now. And I say the afterlife is right here, hereafter, I like that term, because our loved ones are interacting in a world within a world. I actually think we are part of their world, and there's something so much bigger for all of us to explore once we get there. Because that explains mediums. If you've ever seen a medium working, you'll notice that they are in communication with loved ones right away. I think our loved ones can be right here with us. And then they, if you're talking to a medium on Zoom or on the phone, they can easily just pop right in wherever they are. Pretty magical beings we are when we migrate to the other side. While we're over there, it's great. We can learn anything we want to learn. They say there are these places called the Halls of Learning that we can actually go back in time. If your favorite TV show is 1883 and you love the look of the land back then, you can actually transport yourself back and have these really virtual experiences, all opportunities for us to learn and to grow. I have a secret dream of becoming a singer, but I don't know if I'll do that while I'm on planet Earth. But maybe you'll see me in a concert when I go over to the afterlife. Death is nothing to be feared. And one of the reasons I'm glad we can talk more about this is it's about how we live life powerfully now. Most people are afraid of dying, and I hate to say this, but we even have more of a fear of living. How many people do you know that really go after their dreams and they're not stopped by failures? Very few. How many people listen to the little voice in their head that says, you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, and they don't go after their dreams? I think most of us do that to a certain extent. So if we can really embrace the reality of the afterlife and that we don't die, we can have a really good life while we're here. So I know you have got some more time, but I need to take a quick break And then we'll come back and I'll tell you some more reasons to believe in the afterlife. Okay? All right. We're going to freshen up our cup of coffee and we'll be right back. You're listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Don't go anywhere. There's more Shades of the Afterlife coming right up.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, the Coast to Coast AM YouTube channel is waiting for you now.
Go to coasttocoastam.com for more information.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, it's the Wizard of Weird, Joshua P. Warren, and you're listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Welcome back to Shades of the Afterlife. I'm Sandra Champlain, and I'm having you imagine that we are brand new friends meeting at a coffee place, and I am telling you what I know about the afterlife. We don't have much time together, so I am trying to get as much in a short time as possible. You tell me that you're absolutely fascinated by all of this, and you tell me that you too have had experiences that you can't explain, that you've known things about people, or you know that the phone was going to ring, and it did, and it's exactly the same person you thought it would be, or that you and a friend say the same thing at the same time, wondering if you are connected on the same channel somehow. You've also seen some signs and you think, is this my imagination or could this be from a loved one? So you ask me to tell you more, and I am happy to do that. Yes, I have about 140 episodes of this show called Shades of the Afterlife. And I am so excited about it because I can share different reasons to believe. So go to your favorite podcast channel, look up Shades of the Afterlife, Sandra Champlain, and you'll find out more about me. But you're asking about different reasons to believe. I have been on this journey now for, I think it's 26 years, looking for good reasons to believe. Yes, there are such things as signs from loved ones. There are things like being at a stoplight and the car right in front of you has the name of your loved one. Even you can smell their cologne, even though they're long gone, or the smell of somebody's pipe, or if your mother liked to bake apple pie and she put extra cinnamon in it, and all of a sudden you got a smell of that. Those are some signs that they're still around. Sometimes you may hear their voice. Other times you may feel their touch. You may feel that they are around. We do have what's called an etheric body. So like I said, when we migrate to the other side, we still have a body. Well, it's possible that they can alter the energy around us. You've heard of lights flashing on and off, and there are some people that have told me some great things. One gentleman, his child had died only at 3 years old, and of course he was grieving. He knew nothing about me. He knew nothing about afterlife. He wasn't looking for it. And he held up his phone and he asked Siri to play some news. Siri ended up putting on an episode of my podcast, and it opened his mind up to there's something more. So I'm thrilled that it did make a difference. Another time, a woman walked into her house after her son had passed. Her television was off when she left the house. She lived alone. When she walked back in, not only was the television on, but it was a smart TV. So it had YouTube playing. And it had one of my Sunday gatherings that had the medium demonstration. So I think our loved ones can manipulate things to get our attention that they're still around. Here's something I think you'll find interesting. There's something called induced after-death communication. Might sound a little weird and a little scary, but it doesn't hurt. These are for people that are deeply grieving. There are therapists that are trained in this that can put people in a state different than hypnosis, but can put them in a state where they can actually reconnect with their loved one. Dr. Alan Botkin actually found out about this by mistake. There's something called EMDR that is used with veterans who have served who suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. And so it's a series of left-right eye movements that the person does while remembering the experience that's causing them so much pain. And something happens to dislodge the memory from the emotion. So it's proven to be very effective at helping people with PTSD. Well, he gave some people a little too much left-right eye movements, and it transported them to a place where they could connect with loved ones. And while he never believed in the afterlife in the beginning, eventually he would practice this on other people, giving them just a little too much. And it worked with people. People could actually see Dr. Botkin's own deceased loved ones and give him evidence that they were still around. So now there are some special therapists around the world that do this. IADC. So that's pretty great. I don't know if you're interested, but there's some really weird stuff I can tell you. Oh, you say? Bring it on? Well, okay. Those folks that I told you about at the beginning who told me about the electronic voice phenomena, catching the voices of people in the afterlife on tape recorders, they kept telling me about something called physical mediumship. And this blew my mind. And I actually thought, you know, things that sound too good to be true actually are. I hesitate to tell you this story because even my own ego is saying, oh my gosh, my friend is going to think I'm crazy with this. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, though. listen to what I have to say. I ended up flying from Boston Airport, which is the closest big airport to me, over to London Heathrow, and then taking a cab ride for another hour and a half to go to a place called Banyan Retreat. And there they put on events like the one I went to called Voices from the Past. Not only having experience practicing evidential mediumship, so they had a medium there teaching that, but also we learned about things called trance mediumship and physical mediumship. Trance mediumship is where a medium practices quieting their mind so much, and obviously through love and prayer and working with their own soul, invites people, because we each have a spirit team, but invites a member of their spirit team to actually speak through them. And I know that sounds crazy. However, I witnessed a young man named Scott Milligan with his eyes closed. He listened to a few pieces of music just to relax him. And he's a lighthearted, likable guy. But out of his mouth, this deep voice of someone saying that their name is Eric, that they lived and died in the 1800s. And this fellow went on to deliver so many words of inspiration and talking about the meaning of life, what happens when we die. And then it was crazy because we could ask this fellow questions. And so I did ask a question about, do we suffer when we die? And that's when I heard for the very first time that we do not. And then we also don't bring memories of suffering with us from life. What was also interesting is I asked the reason for suffering. And one of the explanations that I got was it's part of being here on earth, that there are opposites to everything. There's pain, there's joy, there's light, there's dark. And while we're here, our soul needs these polar opposites so that we can experience, so that we can learn, so that we can grow. And I really understand that because I think you probably feel the same way. If you're looking back on your life, you needed the tough times for you to learn and grow and look where you are now. If things just came easy for us, I don't think there would be a purpose of life. And I know people that are very wealthy. I know people that were born into wealth. And I have to be honest with you, although some are good people, they don't know what it's like to work hard. There's another guy that I had met who made a lot of money in his life, but he started from scratch and he never stopped working since he was a little boy. He was as normal, humble, and down to earth as they came. But I realized we can gain a whole bunch of information and experiences through our life. So I think that's why we're here. Do we suffer here on earth? Absolutely. Do we suffer in the afterlife? No, we don't. In fact, you may be interested in this, that guy I was telling you about, Scott Milligan, that I met over at that retreat center, every Friday, or almost every Friday, for the past 3 years, we've been meeting on Zoom, and he leads us through something similar to a meditation, but we sit for healing, to give and receive healing. And then at some point, his voice goes quiet, and the voice of this very special friend named Eric speaks. And so people, whoever wants to join us in our Zoom room, whether they come for free or they leave a donation, they can ask questions. And over the past 3 years, now going into our fourth year, I have almost 200 hours of these extraordinary conversations. And is it easy for the mind to say, could this guy just be putting this on? It's easy to ask that. But I think once you know somebody well enough, you know what's true. And I challenge anyone. I really do. Can you speak a sentence without hesitating, without an or a break? I don't think so. And this fellow Eric is as smooth as they come, but not only that, can answer questions about life and death in the afterlife and provide so much comfort and joy. It's really incredible. So if you're free sometime, come with me on the Fridays. Yep, it's time for us to freshen up our coffees again. And I know you've got to leave in a few minutes. So why don't we get another cup of coffee and then we can spend a few more minutes together. And I'll tell you some more really great things about life and the afterlife. How's that sound? Let me tell you one of my favorite quotes. Don't be dismayed by goodbyes. A farewell is necessary before meeting again, and meeting again after moments or lifetimes is certain for those who are friends. It gives me so much comfort to know that people we think we've lost, they're right by our side, and we will see them again. And that I can promise you. Let's go to the break. You're listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Looking for that certain someone who shares your interests in UFOs, ghosts, Bigfoot, conspiracy theories, and the paranormal? Look no further than ParanormalDate.com, the unique site for like-minded people. If you like the senior crowd, try ParanormalDate.com/seniors to meet like-minded people that are 60 plus. It all depends on what you prefer. ParanormalDate.com is great for everyone. You can also tap into members that are 60 plus at ParanormalDate.com/seniors. Enjoy your search. Have some fun at ParanormalDate.com.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The best afterlife information you can get while you're alive.
Shades of the Afterlife with Sandra Champlain.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now more Sandra on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Welcome back to Shades of the Afterlife. I'm Sandra Champlain, and we are pretending to have a conversation as we sit and have coffee, being new friends meeting for the first time. I would most definitely give you my phone number, tell you my email address is sandrachamplain@gmail.com, tell you, again, website is wedontdie.com. At the bottom of the page, enter your email address. It says there's only the first few chapters of my book. The secret is it's the entire book is there. I would encourage you to come visit me on one of our Sunday gatherings. And if you're really somebody who wants to exercise the power of your soul, I would tell you to come visit us on one of our medium classes. You learn how souls communicate through our emotions, through our feelings, through pictures in our mind, through hearing, and then you get to practice on people. It is incredible to be able to experience feeling the love as if you were the deceased person and being able to share memories, even if they're not your own, with someone and having them say, yeah, that's my loved one. So I would encourage you to do that. But let me tell you about some of the other reasons I believe and just some of the other things that are out there. You've heard of hospice, right? I think they're the best organization for anyone who's passing. Loving, caring human beings that either come to you in your home or you can stay at a hospice center. They can handle medications and people not only die with dignity, but it's like, bring on the party. The love is there. It's just a wonderful, wonderful place. There are hospice doctors and nurses and volunteers that all experience some really beautiful things as people pass. Like I told you in the beginning of Dr. Christopher Kerr, and you can check out his movie, deathisbutadream.com. And you can check out his book, Death is But a Dream. Anyways, they just tell tons and tons of stories about people before they pass and who is there with them. You know, I found out that people have been researching the afterlife forever, but there are some scientists, lots of them actually, and even people like you've heard of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle that wrote the Sherlock Holmes mysteries. You may not know that he gave up writing Sherlock Holmes when he experienced some of these amazing things about the afterlife. And so he spent his life helping people believe. I think it's just amazing. Some mediums have the gift of also being an artist. So out there, there are people that are called spirit artists who not only give you a verbal reading telling you that your loved one is around, but they draw a picture of them. There are people like this Sonia Rinaldi in Brazil who are capturing just tons of images of working with loved ones. She has never charged a penny for this. And not that people shouldn't make money, because I do. I think people should make money so that they can pay their bills. But this lady does not. She does work on some donations, but she continuously, every day of the week, is doing these experiments. There's a group of people working on what's called the soul phone. And wouldn't that be something cool that we could hold in our own hands, like our cell phone, but we can talk to our loved ones? How far along are they? Well, they are working with a contraption that can actually pick up energy from the hereafter. So people that they've experimented with can ask loved ones yes, no questions. And somehow these people with their etheric bodies can jump in and this detector can actually tell if it's a yes or no answer. There are people investigating the afterlife that you wouldn't think that there would be. There's a former Navy commander who's retired, who is a medium. There is a physicist, engineer, artist, mathematicians, scientists, people who have trained in being mediums. We tend to think that science doesn't believe in the afterlife, but there's a lot of scientists, doctors who are out there exploring. Here's something, it's not about the afterlife, but it just shows you kind of how powerful we are as human beings. One of my episodes from A couple years ago on Shades of the Afterlife, I spoke with a woman named Nicola Farmer, who totally believes in life after death, yes, but she works with children. Because if you can imagine, we human beings, our souls coming into this human life, and at a very early age, a lot of kids remember being in heaven or being in the hereafter, or here before, I guess you would call it. But something happens, our ego starts, and we start buying into this, we're not good enough, we're not smart enough. Well, this lady has worked with children to really explore their psychic nature. And with children being blindfolded, they have accurately been able to play catch with a ball. They've been able to work drawing and putting bracelets together with beads with these blindfolds on. Oh, here is the green bead that I need. There's a YouTube video of people that went to see her work, and they were actually drawing a picture, and this kid who was blindfolded knew exactly what was being drawn. So it just shows you that we are so much more than we think we are. There is talk about reincarnation out in the world. It's one of these things where if it empowers you to believe it, go for it, but don't be frightened by it. Some people think if, say, my child dies, is he reincarnated or will I see them again in heaven? It is my personal belief, and I don't push this on anybody, that the possibility of reincarnation is real, but it's not for everybody. And I think if it is real and we do get to come back, that there's part of us that can actually remain on the other side. One of the episodes I did, there was a young boy who actually had memories, something like 47 memories of someone who had lived long before he was born. But then there's also research that as someone may claim to be reincarnated of somebody, mediums have still been able to work with that loved one who has passed on. So I personally think, yeah, we can be in two places at once. I think our home really is in the afterlife or in the hereafter, but there may be certain times when a part of us can come back. And why that makes sense to me is 50 years ago, there were only 4 billion people on planet Earth. And now in 2023, we are going on, I think it's 8 billion, something like that. So population has doubled. If there was only reincarnation, there would still be 4 billion people, right? Something to think about. Don't be afraid of the afterlife. I know that's easy to say, but our loved ones truly are around us, and they want us to know that they're still alive. Why? So that we can go on and we can continue having a good life. So many people, just before they have an operation, whether or not they believed in God or a bigger picture, they pray. So I think part of us knows that there's something bigger, but also it's normal to look back at life and what we did do and what we didn't do and have regrets. So what would it be like if we lived every day like it would maybe not be our last, but that we are definitely going to go on and that everything in our life matters? If we know we're going to have this life review, how about taking care of some of this stuff while we're here right now? I know you told me earlier that you've had a loved one who passed. When you go to Shades of the Afterlife, check out episode 115. There's something that's called sitting in the power. And I think it's one of the most powerful things we human beings can do. You know, we all have an iPad or a phone and we need to plug it in to make sure it works. I think our soul is the same way. I think all of us are tapped into this divine wisdom. So it's similar to a meditation technique that can help us all to be in the present moment, help us remember who we are, help us have more of those spiritual experiences. In that episode 115, I take you on an experiential journey where you actually get to meet and reunite with your loved one. It's very powerful. I wish we could stay longer and have more coffee together or go out for lunch, but I know your time is short. I think that in this conversation, can I convince you of the afterlife? Probably not. But what I can do is I can tell you there's a whole bunch of good men and women around the world, and that have been for hundreds, if not thousands of years, communicating with those so-called dead and exploring this. There are some smart people. I used to be such a skeptic and think this was just woo-woo stuff for the New Age folk. It's not that at all. Scientists, doctors, great professional people, moms and dads, everybody are interested. More people right now on planet Earth are interested and believe in the afterlife than don't. But find something that excites you, whether it's listening to the podcast or taking a class in mediumship or figuring out electronic voice phenomena, EVP, but take something and run with it. Find what you're passionate about. It may even be putting a pen to paper and talking to your loved one and being in a quiet place in your mind and see what gets written. It may be words from them. I'll leave you with just a quick thing, is if you can have a picture of your loved one or a favorite memory and start talking to them, take a walk down memory lane, think of some of the fun you had. To me, that is opening a door for them and allowing them to walk through. You may be surprised at some of the thoughts and feelings that come right back to you. You may even turn on the radio and their favorite song is playing. Our time together is over. I appreciate you spending this time with me. You are loved. You are one of a kind. We do go on. I'm Sandra Champlain. Thank you for listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Thanks for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Make sure and check out all our shows on the iHeartRadio app or by going to iHeartRadio.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.